This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is ESE Entertainment, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ENTEF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ESE. Also want to thank one of our new sponsors, theotcexchange.com, for all your news. Look them up. They're on the platform. Again, you can find them under theotcexchange.com for all the OTC news and breaking stories on that. With us today is the CEO and founder of this great company, Mr. Conrad Wasela. Conrad, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for coming on.
Likewise, it's a big pleasure to be on, and I'm really excited to share the story with you guys. A lot of things have been happening, and it's a real big opportunity here, so excited.
Yeah, before we get started, give my listeners just a little bit of about statement of who you are and the company, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Yeah, absolutely. So just quickly about myself, I'm a former professional football player, so American football. I played in the Canadian Football League for about 5 years. But I'm also no stranger to the gaming and esports sector. I was involved with a company that was an ultra success. Ended up working with all the big groups in the world like EA Sports, Take-Two Interactive, you know, Full Tilt Poker, multi-billion dollar conglomerates in the space. So I've seen it. I'm a huge believer in the space, and I think it positions myself as a great leader in this space. As it pertains to the company, we found a very specific niche for this industry, and that's on the infrastructure side. Because esports is so new, we really found a lack of infrastructure in the industry. So we've positioned ourselves as one of the largest esports infrastructure companies in the world, and we think that the opportunity here is billion plus, and it is growing every quarter. So really exciting times here at ESE.
Speaking of growing, when I did my research on your company, I couldn't believe, and maybe you can verify this, that India is the fastest growing gaming market in the world?
Yeah, and I bet a lot of other countries would be knocking down the door to say that they're growing faster. And that's the real fun part about this. I mean, every day, you know, there's a new leader, there's a new huge buzz, you know, on different continents all over the world, Africa, Asia, Europe, you know, a lot of our core operations are in Europe, and it's absolutely massive. You know, you go to these events, you know, the esports players are on billboards, there's packed stadiums, and, you know, take
That's
it from
crazy.
Me, I played pro sports. It's
wow.
bigger. And do your research. This is massive, and it's absolutely snowballing. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Well, you know, if you would bring our listeners kind of up to speed about your company and its accomplishments, say the last 6 months, where are we at in global esports sector wise?
Yeah, so I mean, let's focus on what ESE has done, because I think it's important to highlight that we've been on an absolute terror. We already closed two acquisitions. We've brought on an additional 14 plus million in revenue onto the books via those acquisitions. And we're really in a hyper-focused moment right now where we're trying to consolidate all of Europe and then expand onto other continents, you know, enter into Asia, North America, et cetera. So, you know, our strategy here is the time is now, and we're going to go out and we're going to acquire and be aggressive and position ourselves as a global leader in this space.
You know, I believe it was last week, I think around May 6th or 5th, you guys put out a press release about signing with Bitcoin and ES Sports of Asia and South America. If you would, bring us up to speed on that. What is that all about?
Yeah, so it just highlights kind of our last few minutes here, just chatting. You know, we received an opportunity to become the producers of a talent show. So just like you'd see American Idol on national TV. You know, we're doing that for esports, and it's not just regional. you know, we're going global with the thing. We're going to Japan, we're going to Korea, Vietnam, Europe. I mean, this is the trajectory of where we're going, and that's the upside of this industry.
Well, let me ask you this. What makes ESE Entertainment unique based on a capital structure, assets, and management going forward, forward direction, if you would?
Yeah, absolutely. Fundamentals. You know, I believe our fundamentals are stronger than any other group on the market. We recently brought on Rick Brace to the management team. He's a former president of Rogers Media. He built two multi-billion dollar media companies. Rogers is a $33 billion market cap on the Toronto Stock Exchange, also listed on the NASDAQ. You know, we have people who have bought in 100%, and individuals like that don't join companies for fun. You know, it's deliberate, it's calculated. He knows where we're going, and he knows he can build one of those multi-billion dollar companies. And I've positioned it that way. As a founder and CEO, I'm the largest shareholder. We've kept the cap structure extremely tight. That's why we've been successful with the share price. And even now in a tough market, we've been able to really weather this storm. And other people have been getting hurt a little bit because we're such a tight structure and we're just ready to continue to grow and grow. So I think we position ourselves very well from a management team and just the structure side.
My listeners that are looking to maybe get involved in an e-sport publicly traded company, how do you make your money? Explain that to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a great part. We like to view ourselves as a 360 solution for the esports industry. So we're involved on the media rights side, on organizing tournaments both online and offline. We also have our own pro esports team. So we have advertising, media rights, you know, tournament prize pool winnings, which have been exceeding traditional sports prize pools. So instead of going with a group that you invest in that just has one of those particular elements of their business, we have all of them. We have the whole ecosystem. It's 360. We don't let any penny leave the door. It all stays within the ESG ecosystem, and we're able to execute on all that. And the reason why we've been so successful as well is operating out of Europe, specifically Eastern Europe. Our cost basis to operate is, you know, in many cases, one-third all the way up to one-fifth of the cost you'd see, you know, in traditional companies in the West, like in North America. So always looking for an advantage and not letting anything leave the ecosystem. We want to run it all. We want to do it internally, and we want to make all the money. And proof's in the pudding. We're generating nice revenues. You know, we're going to be one of the only groups on the market that's going to be profitable. And you'd be hard-pressed to find groups that are. So I think that's something you really that shows kind of what type of company we are.
What is your ultimate goal for ESE Entertainment long-term, and potentially what does that mean for the investor who's looking maybe to get on the ground floor right here?
I've been saying it like a broken record. You can look at any interview I've done from day one. We are going a billion-plus market cap.
Wow.
And we're going big. These prices, these levels we're at now, this is ground floor stuff. This is not even in the realm of where we're going. We want to go multi-billion market cap. We want to go big. We want to sign these massive international deals. I mean, if you look at our news releases, we signed contracts with Porsche, Kia Motors, Nuve. It's the biggest tech IPO in Canadian history. The list goes on. You know, you mentioned the Bitcoin opportunities. That's a seven-figure contract. It's all big. You know, everything we do is tier one. We're aligned with multi-billion dollar companies for a reason, because we know we're the next multi-billion dollar company. And that's the vision. And that's how the whole team's wired. And we're not going to stop till we get there.
And you're going to be able to bet on these esports. I see that you guys did something with Penn National Gaming, which is a huge, you know, organization themselves in their space.
Yeah, so that's exciting. That's another, you know, I would like to call it, that's a cherry on top of the cake. So, you know, with my history in the gambling space, like I mentioned early in the show, I've worked with the biggest groups in the world. And when the timing's right, And when there's an opportunity to make the big bucks, you better believe we're going to jump in and we'll dive in head first. But I really don't believe in entering the space as a wannabe and burning cash with a non-profitable business. It just doesn't make sense. All our acquisitions are accretive. They're all money-making groups. And we're not going to change that for nobody. So when the time's right and there's big money to be made, I'll be the first one in the crowd to put my hand up.
Conrad, we got about 30 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Just base it on facts. Look at the relationships. Look at the contract signed. Look at the news, how consistent it is. And the focus of big picture, billion plus, based on fundamentals. This isn't fluff. It's the real deal. Take a deep dive into it, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And do your homework. Compare to other groups, and then you'll really say, okay, ESE's the right guys to go with here.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is ESE Entertainment, Inc. If you want to get into the entertainment, esports sector, look at this company. I think it's personally grossly undervalued. It's one of the reasons why we reached out to him and invited him on the show. And I brought you a lot of great winners over the year, but that's my personal opinion. Everybody should do their due diligence. Look them up. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ENTEF. And you're up there, Toronto. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ESE. Conrad, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back every 40 or 50 days. And please, sir, give us an update.
Oh, it's coming. You might need to bring on sooner than that. We got a lot of news coming. Exciting stuff.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Have a great day. Thanks, guys.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.